002 Chavos Chavovas, Thursday night. Shara Kaliyah. We're in the middle of Perek Gimel. Chavos Chavovas is describing 10 situations, really 7. We'll see in a moment what's the difference between the first 7 and the last 3. He's describing 10 situations which force a person, so to speak, well, not so to speak, that's his point really. They force a person into knia mode, into feeling small, humble, powerless, helpless. The point being that you're supposed to feel that way towards Hashem. That's what knia is, according to the Chavos Chavovas. You're supposed to feel everything you have, any gift you have, any ability you have, anything that you use, anything you're able to accomplish, etc., etc., that's all, it's not yours. So you're omid l'fnei Hashem, you appreciate that it's from Hashem, and therefore you can't really take pride in it. It doesn't make you feel superior, certainly not towards Hashem. You feel a smallness and an insignificance when you realize that Hashem granted you this, and that Hashem, anything you have or are able to do, pales into insignificance, plus whatever you do have is a gift from Him. And the mail that affects your relationships with other people as well, as we've explained in previous weeks. So you are thrust into such a mode, into such an emotion, into such a feeling in different situations. And we said last week, the point of the Chavos Chavovas is twofold. One is that it's a stimulant to kniya, and you should use it as such. You should realize how you feel. You should realize this is always how you're supposed to feel. L'gabi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's like a practice. You should use it. Use the situation when it occurs as a limud, as a lesson that could teach you how you're supposed to be. That's first of all. And second of all is to have the attitude that why should I wait for these situations to develop? Some of them are not good situations. Some of them are detrimental situations. Why should I wait for this to happen to teach me kniya? Let me show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I could very well know kniya without these situations happening. So we're going through, he lists 10 of them. We're up to number 6. Number 6 is really very apropos to Shabbos HaGadol and to Pesach. He says, in Hoya Eved Meshubed, if you're under someone's control. Now the first thing was physical. The second one was he needed other people. The kniya came because he was not self-sufficient. He was not independent. The third thing came because he owed someone a favor. Someone helped him out very much and bestowed favors upon him. And he has payback time. So that makes you feel kniya. Okay, and the fourth was your inability to pay up a chayv. And the five was, Pashut, if someone has you under their control in the sense, Pashut, of like you're in jail. And he forces you to be in a certain matzav. The sixth is you're an eved. An eved is already even more than number five, really. Sheini yochel l'shachar atzmo miyad koneyu. Everything you don't have anything. You wait for the Adon to provide you with anything. You have nothing of your own. You need the Adam to provide you with everything. The Adam gives you purpose in life. You're really nothing without the Adams. And you any yochel l'shachar atzmo miyad koneo nichnalo. That is really the very strong kniya. Ka'omro, it's pasuk in Tilim. Let's say you're hungry, so you need the master. You need something for your personal needs. You need anything. So, right? It's the master. You have to come on to the master. Hinei chayinei avodim al yad adonayim, keinei shivcha al yad gevirta, keinei neinu al Hashem alokeinu, achi yichoneinu. That's what we say in Tehillim. Here you see more bolate what I said. Here it's a lesson. You want to know how you're supposed to feel when you're daven. You want to know how you're supposed to feel when you're daven to Hashem, and you say Atachoni lo nidas, Chaneinu meyitcha diyo bina v'haskel. Right? You have a problem. You have a tzora, and you're waiting for a Yeshua from Hashem. So this is how David HaMelech expressed it. As an eved looks to his master and knows that he can't do anything on his own, and his ability to help himself is restricted, and he can't. Kinei avodim, and that's how he expresses it. So that's a prototype of kinei is the eved. And the truth is, why do they say it's very apropos to Shabbos HaGadol and Pesach? Because the Beforshim discuss and give many theories why it was important for Bnei Yisrael to undergo Avdus and Mitzrayim. Why? I mean, talk about why it happened, because Avram Avinu and Brisbane Abbasorim and this, but obviously in the historical process, call it, this was something Bnei Yisrael had to undergo to emerge and become Klal Yisrael. So, what was it? Like, what's the purpose? What was gained? What did the Ummah gain out of being Avodim for heavy Avodim? Being Beretz Lo Lahem. And then the Avodim, the Inu Osam for 90 years, for 100 years. What was the purpose? So there's different pshatim. Not too many different pshatim. But this is one of them. One is the physical labor. The physical labor sort of set up the Ummah it knocked the chumrius out of them. It does that. Heavy work. Person's magushim. Person is a creature of comfort. A person is only, like, always tries to maneuver his own comfort, and he's self-centered. So when you're an eved, it knocks you out of that. And, you know, like, it detaches you from chumrius to a degree. We're talking on a national, almost psychic level, that the national mood, the national trait, would be one which it's easier to detach oneself from the search of chumrius. But I think the Chavis Halvavis might suggest that it was kniya on a national level. There was, you want to form an Am Hashem, you want to form an Am Segula, a Mamlechas Khan and the Goy Kaddish. You want to form an Am that's going to be dedicated, that's really going to give up personal goals to a great degree, and is dedicated to Kiddush Shem Shemayim. And you want to do this on a national level. Right? Hashem's not happy anymore, so to speak. It's not enough anymore to have Yechidim, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Great people, but Hashem wanted an Ummah. Hashem wanted a nation. And that nation really has to be very nichna to Hashem. It has to accept the whole system, that if you're good, v'nasati kishmeichem be'itam. If you're not good, chalila v'avadtem meheirom mi'al'oritz ha'tovah asher Hashem nosein lochem. It's a very big national responsibility. It's a tremendous oil. It's a tremendous burden. And Klal Yisrael, you know, we're still around, unlike the other Ummos who persecuted us, but we certainly suffered more than any other Ummah. So it's a national trait of Kniya. It's a national trait of being Nichna to Hashem. We're not talking about individuals. We're talking about on a national level, Klal Yisrael is Nichna. They say, we know we're here for a purpose, sort of like the national mood. Even now, nowadays, even if Rebbe of Klal Yisrael is chiloinim, but like the national mood would be like to accept the tzaras that they undergo. It's a kniya of sorts towards Hashem. we really can't do anything on our own. We just can't hack it on our own. So the ultimate irony, if you want to look at nowadays, you know, the recent history that we're living through, so the ultimate irony is that it's to escape that kniya. So I'm saying like this, the Shibud of Mitzrayim, the Mepharshim say, and really this can be applied to all the Golius and all the Shibudim, was number six in the Chayvus Halvados, to force Klal Yisrael into kniya. It's ironic that Herzl, right, the Zionist movement, was really to escape. It's a tzara kniya. It's not a pleasant thing when you say that the Golus Mitzrayim, the Kur HaBarzel of Mitzrayim, and all the subsequent tzaras of Klal Yisrael forced kniya upon them in a difficult way. That's what we're saying. You know, halavai, you shouldn't need this way to be nichna. But so Mitzrayim was the ultimate Kur HaBarzel that made them avodim. But really, everything is that, and you try to really to escape from that. That's why there's a shvua shlo yimadu ba'umos, not to try to escape from golus. Hashem knows that golus. The Gemara says in a few places, Hashem knows golus is good for the Jews. It does good for them. So he really wanted. He had this idea that he'd go to Eretz Yisrael or Medina. He didn't care about Eretz Yisrael. The Jews would escape the national kniya of Golus. They would become independent in a state. And now we smile, right? The biggest kniya is taking place in Eretz Israel. All the dreams have been realized. And the kniya is worse than ever. It's worse than ever. We're not a normal nation, right? We're not freed from the kniya of the golus, from the kniya of golus, and that's what people are beginning to wake up and realize that now. So my point is that number six in the Chayvus Halvavos in Shar HaKniya, Perek Shlishi, might very well be the explanation of the Kur HaBarzel of Mitzrayim. We all say the pasuk. Actually, it's not even in the Haggadah, but it's a pasuk in Dvarim. That Mitzrayim was a Kur HaBarzel, and we don't really, a crucible of fire, you know. We don't really, what does it mean? So one pshat is to knock out the Chumrius, and the other pshat is to create Kniya, to create a national psyche of Kniya. Okay, the Hashvi, number seven, when a person suffers, Pasha, he physically suffers, not like number two, where the suffering of number two was really just a, as you say, he needs people. The suffering of number two was, you know, okay, he's suffering, he has a sickness, but there's a doctor. The kniya of number two is that he needs the doctor. He can't make it on his own. He needs the rich man to lend the money. He needs someone. And number seven, he's talking about the thing itself is forcing kniya upon him. The oni, the yisurim. In bo ala adam yisurim. Not because he needs someone else, but mitzad atzmon, upagoyim madivim, things that trouble him, things that cause pain and suffering. I mean, it's just a natural state. You don't see pompous people walking around with, you know, with illnesses, and it knocks the gaiva right out of them. Even though logically, it doesn't have to. They can still, you still say they're superior to other people. But that's the point that the Chayvus Halvavos said, that there are situations which, situationally, mitzad atzmon, just not force kniya upon you. Nafsho nishberes v'nichnas. So really, ironically, that's a good way, you know, a person has yisurim, a person has troubles happening to him, he's supposed to be mekabel them bi'ahava. So you can do that on a theoretical basis. You can say, I know, kol mai dovid rachmono l'tav ovid, whatever Hashem does is for my benefit, is meant for the best. But he's giving you here an example, the Chayvus Halvavos, where you could start thinking, Rashi, oh, maybe this was good for me. It builds up my character. When a person is broken, in many ways it builds character. It makes him tougher, makes him more nichna, it makes him less sure of himself. So you end up thanking Hashem, Otcha Hashem, ki anafta bi. It humbles you. As we said last week, the word for this parak is humbling experience. So a person, Hashem is polishing up your character. And if you have the right attitude, you end up actually very, very sincerely thanking Hashem for the tzara. This is not uncommon. I mean, it's not uncommon that it happens. It's maybe uncommon that people end up with the right attitude. It's very dangerous. You could be boeit b'Hashem also. You could have tainus, Hashem is not fear, so to speak, etc., etc. But you could use it, and when you use it correctly, people that use it correctly actually end up thanking Hashem. People don't like it. I heard feedback. They don't like it when I meshabech shraga. But the truth is, he took it the right way. Whether he's at fault a little or a lot or whatever, but he certainly, even if you deserve something, let's say, but you also, the whole thing was Meis Hashem, it wasn't like a normal thing that happened, the whole situation. But he took it the right way. It's very admirable. And he ends up, and then it's funny, you feel funny, you end up thanking Hashem that this happened. You discover a strength of character, you discover it refines character. And you know that you're a better person than you were a year ago or 2 years ago. You know it. And you say, like, wow, I became a better person, and that's Negeya Nitzchius. So I had to spend a couple of years somewhere that's not too pleasant. And now, it's Nishkeferlich, but it's certainly not too pleasant. But it affected my Nitzchius. I am now a better person. And Mitzvah Hashem, I'll be a better person the rest of my life, and that's going to affect Nitzchias. So you end up thanking Hashem that it happened. You say, thank you, Hashem. And that's what it improves your character. So that's what he's saying here. Yisurim, and that's how you makabal Yisurim Bi'ava. If it's hard to do, you can be makabal at Bi'ava just by saying, Kol my David Rachmono L'tav Avod. And you could believe that. You could work on yourself to believe that. And you could say, Chayev Adam Mivarech Al Harog, Shem Shem Mivarech Al HaToyva. And you work on that, and okay, Chalami. I'm speaking out that thanks to this Chayvus Halvavus, you have a more clear, you don't have to theorize. There's a very clear benefit that accrues when you have Yisurim. So if you focus on that and you have some self-introspection, which anyway, everyone should have, then you realize, you see how your character improved. You're not, everybody walks around like with bad gaiva in them also, besides the good gaiva. Bad gaiva, there gotta be other people, there gotta be relationships, maybe you're a little overbearing, maybe you wish throw your weight around, assume you're right, tell people what to do, yell at people, impatient with people, then a person undergoes Yisurim, and all of a sudden, it's almost like magic. All of a sudden he's talking softer, he's not so sure of himself, and there's really no logical connection. A person gets cancer, chas v'shalom. So what? It's the same genius he was yesterday. But that's the magic of these things that the Chayyus Halavus mentions. Now we're talking about Yisurim. It's magic. It's not magic all of a sudden, because you're faced with your own mortality. You're faced with realizing that what are you already? Just like in the first thing we said, the person all of a sudden can't feed himself. It's a tremendous humbling experience. And it really, really is. It's not just a word. It works. So Yisurim also. Then you talk softer. You don't insist on getting your way. You don't insist that your way is the right way. You don't insist. You're more, because you're ill. You have Yisurim, and it does that to you. It's almost like magic. You become a more refined person. Then you're able to be makabel at biyava, and you end up thanking Hashem. You end up thanking Hashem, Baruch Hashem. You say, I'm happy this happened to me. A person, situations, people, I don't want to say different types of sorrows people have. And then I know people, they became different people afterwards. It helped more than 10 Yom Kippurs. And they ended up thanking Hashem. They ended up, you know, I'm so thankful. I'm actually thankful that this occurred. So number 7 really is a window and gives us a Pesach into being Mekabel Yisurin Biava. If we use it the right way and realize it, so then it's that much easier to do. Number 8. Now the first 3 was easy. Why was the first 3 easy? Because the first 3 was not Avoid, I'm sorry, the first 7. Because the first 7 were not Avoda. You got Yisurim, you became poor, you needed other people, you needed the doctor, and so on and so forth. The next 3 are Avoda. They're situations, but the situation is that the person is, it's not automatic. He's thinking about it. If you do the last 3, maybe you won't need, Hashem won't need, so to speak, the first 7. Hashmini, a person makes a cheshbin and thinks in a musar dikka train of thought how he owes Hashem so much and how he doesn't pay back Hashem for the toivus that Hashem bestows upon him. Kasha yasa cheshbon nafsho, he makes a cheshbin hanefesh. The Mario is a very strong word, it means he rebels with Nei Hashem. It's rare in our circles, let's say, in the average frum person's life, it's a very harsh word to use the word rebelling. Usually we're lazy, or we're ignorant and lazy, or we let our egos or our chumrius get in the way. Mary is a strong word. I don't know, anybody have the other chayvus al vavus? Okay, he makes a cheshbon hanefesh al kaponim. From the perspective that what he owes Hashem and what he's doing, so that you can call that Mario. You can call it Mario. Whatever he's doing is he's not fulfilling his obligations. What word does he use? What? Shehimra. Okay, it is Mary. You know why it's Mary in a sense? As Alvavus points out in the Shaar HaBechina, in the early part of the Sefer, he points out the irony, the evil, I don't know, of using the gifts that Hashem gives you against Him. Right? Hashem gives us intelligence, Hashem gives us everything. And then we use those things and we turn it against Hashem. So that would be called Mary. Even if the root of it is not Mary, it's laziness, but it's Mary in its outward manifestation, because you're taking what Hashem gave you and you're not doing what he told you to do with it. And it's his thing. So, Akuponim, you make a cheshbon hanefesh that in no way are you fulfilling your obligation towards Hashem. This phrase really means more directly that you're using what he gave you against him rather than thanking him for it. In other words, in the Chavis HaLavus' world, we're supposed to take everything about our existence and be makir tov and thank Hashem. And we should walk around a whole day being mishabeach, lahalel, lefoel, lerome, lahadeh, lebarech, lealeh, lekaleh. For every breath we take, and we don't do, instead we do averis, we waste time, we do funny things with these gifts that Hashem gave us. So if you think about that, Chavis HaLavus says, and so all of a sudden you say, oh my goodness, that's what a person would do. He'll do it in the privacy of his home, but all of a sudden he'll smack himself in the head and he'll say, what in the world am I doing? What am I, I'm, what am I, nuts? Hashem gave me this. So he becomes nichna. That's an avoda that leads to kniya. These good, appropriate, beneficial musar thoughts brings a person to kniya. He feels small. He feels humbled. How dare he? He feels like he doesn't know where to hide. Harani lefanecha kechli molei busha uklima, we say on Yom Kippur. Harani lefanecha kechli molei busha uklima. We just said al chayt, and we're going over the averus we did, and there's no part of our body with which we didn't sin. So it's embarrassing. You want to hide. So that forces kniya upon a person. Yikona, the yikolein, is embarrassed. V'yevosh, me Hashem yisav. It's like you're caught. You know, people do something wrong. If they're caught, and it's in the papers, or they're accused. It's very, very embarrassing. Ka'amro, this is a pasuk in Ezra that refers to the busha that's the peiros. The busha that is the peiros of chet. Elokai, boshti v'nichlamti lo'rim elokai panai elecha. Ki avonoseinu ravulu malarosh, v'ashmoseinu godlad l'shamoyim. So that's bad enough as it is. But it brings to kniya, because if you think about it in the right way, it's embarrassing. And you feel a sense of shame, and how dare you, and how can you do such a thing? So then you feel small. You're not able to be pompous if you just made a total fool out of yourself. You don't feel pompous. You feel humbled. How can I act this way? What am I, crazy? What am I? Whoa, what did I do? That's number eight. So it's an avoda. Here the kniya is not going to come the mela because of this situation. You're going to have to work at it. Vachias number nine is, in bowel of Yisuri Hashem Sochachto al hamroso is mishmato. Number seven talked about Yisurim. The Yisurim itself makes you nichna. Nine is more from. Nine says the person views Yisurim as Hashem visiting punishment upon him. He says, you know, I can't really say I didn't deserve that. I deserve that kick in the pants. So that brings a kniya. That realization. The Yisurim per se is number seven. Here he's saying the realization when Yisurim come that you've been doing something wrong and you have to make an adjustment in your life. You have to change. Something's very, very wrong. Something's not going good. That's nichna. The yechid, komer al achov. Where Hashem punished Achav when he stole the kerem. Haro'isu ki nichna achov melefonoi. It created a kniya. He was humbled. He talked very big to Eliyahu Hanavi beforehand. He was the master of the world. His word was law. He's the king. And then one, just like that, right? There's no rain. And other punishments that I mentioned there. So he's a nichna. So this is Orev HaSatochachos. This is what we learn about in Pirkei Avos. That you see Yisuri Hashem. It doesn't have to be Yisuri Hashem. You know, it could be someone gives you Musar and you feel embarrassed. You feel someone gives you Musar. You're doing this wrong. You're not doing right. You know. But he's a shliach of Hashem, even without being a navi. And you heard something you had to hear, and this creates the kniya. That's the becomes the fuel for change. Okay, stop.